acknowledge God and take the next right step. Those were not idly thought of. Right now, we have a rising tide of gurus who are telling you, a lot of people are getting more shaken up by how crazy the world has become, crazier than any of us could have imagined, even 10 years ago. So you've got a lot of gurus that are rising and saying, if you just do this, then you'll be okay. No, the purpose of an evangelist, the purpose of a priest, within the hierarchy of the church, yes, there are rules. But the purpose of an evangelist is to get people to move closer to God. Even Jesus would not coerce someone's will. So why do so many humans think that we are God's mini-me and that we can coerce people's will? I tell you right now, beware of spiritual bullies. People who tell you, you must do this, I have no use. You know, I'm a big fan of traditionalists, Latin Mass people. But those traditionalists who say that the Latin Mass is the only valid Mass, I say, get behind me, Satan. You're saying, my will be done rather than thy will be done. Any of those people that are triumphalist, when they're telling you a formula that if you just follow this formula that I've written out for you, you'll be okay. There are a lot of good exorcist priests out there, but there are a lot of people, frankly, exorcist priests scare me. I'm friends with a lot of them that are not public, but exorcist priests scare me because a lot of them are seduced into saying things that they just don't like or demonic when they're not, or trying to give the law on these things. Just because somebody says they're an exorcist priest, do not assume that their word is law on things. People, I get so weary of all the messages going out. Most of them in contradiction of each other. And what I weary of is that so many people, they think that this is the sum and substance of what they're supposed to do. And they think that God is going to fix all this. I mean, so many people right now with messages, they treat us as we're living in a spectator sport, that we're going to watch how God is going to fix everything that we've messed up. Well, yes, God is sovereign, but faith cannot be a demand that God must do the work that we should be doing. If you're not active, that's what take the next right step is. If you're not living the faith of doing, I really don't care how many rosaries, divine mercy chaplets, or whatever else you're doing, you're not serving as an escort to the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. And that's what we're called to right now. People worry themselves. The pettiness of denominational adherence just disgusts me. I see Protestants who don't understand and don't care to understand Catholic doctrine condemning some twisted version that no Catholic has ever believed. I hear Catholics treating some serious Protestant things with the same amount of disdain. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Where we are at, and I'll repeat this, I've said this many a time, I was told long ago that in this great crisis, all faithful Christians and Jews are to be treated and treat each other as true neighbors and fellow workers in the Lord's vineyard. No junior partners, we're all partners in this, and that we're all also called to treat all people of any faith or no faith whatsoever of goodwill as neighbors until they prove to us that they're not. We're not going to get past this until we work together, come as a community, become local again. So that's where we're at right now. And the challenges, we're right on the cusp of them. You look at so many things. I've never seen it's like a cartoon where you've got a giant boulder balanced on top of a balanced on top of a pointy mountain, and it's wobbling this way and that. It can wobble whichever way you want. If you're trying to predict which way it's going to fall, what you're doing involving a fool's game. But you do know that it's going to fall, and you need to prepare yourself for that. That doesn't mean trying to, you know, so many people. I've said long, I hate some of the prophetic things, because the reason a lot of people want to hear prophecy is because they want to get what they think is inside information so they can kick God to the curb and go make their own preparations, make their own plan. They think they can outwit God. That's not going to happen. What I said before, what I said right from the start, acknowledge God, take the next right step, be a sign of hope, be sober, be judicious, do not panic, don't run around with your hair on fire. Either you believe in God or you don't. If there is no God, we're lost, but there is. If we say we believe in God, but we run around in panic all the time, we're lost. Just do the next thing that's right in front of you that you can do, and do it with your neighbors. The bad thing about survivalists, you know, those who are going to shut everybody else out and take care of their own thing. The rough thing about survivalists, if they knew anything of history, they would know that the people who go off on their own and they're just going to keep everybody, they don't survive. How do you survive extreme hard times? By joining forces with your neighbors, with the people around you. That's the critical thing. Be sober, be judicious, and make friends. Single most important thing you have to do, make friends that you can rely on, be a friend that you can rely on, knowing that it is not the work of your hands. You do the work that you can, and then you make room for God to move in this world, and he will. But if you're going to sit waiting for God to clean up the room that you messed up, you're going to be sitting a long time.